Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Psalm 28:7.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now, 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now, 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Psalm 28:7. The Lord is my strength and shield. I trust him with all my heart. He helps me, and my heart is filled with joy. I burst out in songs of thanksgiving. My husband and I were babysitting our grandkids. Lego blocks covered the kitchen table, and everyone pored over them, searching for just the right piece for their projects. Suddenly, out of the blue and in the middle of the construction muddle, the 4-year-old burst into a Sunday school song. When she finished singing, I thanked her and then asked her what prompted her to sing like that at that moment. She shrugged like it was no big deal and answered, "That song was just in my heart." King David had a song in his heart too. It was a song of thanksgiving to God for hearing his prayer. David had cried to God for help and mercy. He asked the Lord to not drag him away with the wicked and to mete out justice to those who did evil. It appears he was fed up with wrongdoers, especially those who pretended to be caring and interested in others' well-being when in reality they were only using others to their advantage. David said that he believed God heard his prayer, and then he burst into a song of praise. First, he declared that the Lord was his strength and shield. The Lord refers to Yahweh, the self-existent God, the creator with neither beginning nor end, the great I Am. There's no greater source of strength than Yahweh. We might be tempted to rely on financial security for strength, but it doesn't come close to the strength we find in the Lord. We might think we'll find strength in a powerful position or reputation, in our own talents and skills, and even in personal relationships. But let's make no mistake. None of these things can strengthen us like the Lord can. His strength never fails, never runs out, and never runs dry. The phrase, "The Lord is my strength," implies a personal relationship. David could have said, the Lord gives strength, which he did in other writings, but not here. This is the same phrase Moses and the Israelites sang after the Egyptian army drowned in the Red Sea. It implies strength rooted in intimacy with God. This isn't mere head knowledge. It's a deep and experiential knowledge of who he is. The psalmist alludes to this concept of strength coming from intimacy with God in Psalm 73:26. It says, "My health may fail, and my spirit may grow weak, but God remains the strength of my heart. He is mine forever." Isn't that beautiful and permanent sounding? He is mine forever. So what about the word shield? David was a warrior, so battle vocabulary came naturally to him. He understood the value of a shield to defend a soldier from weapons such as rocks, arrows, spears, and swords. And he knew that it had to be sturdy enough to protect a soldier from repeated blows. By calling the Lord his shield, David acknowledged God's protection from repeated enemy attacks. He used the same words in Psalm 18:2. "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my Savior. My God is my rock in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety." David experienced God as his shield many times over. When he was a boy defending his father's flock from lions and bears, when he battled Goliath and won, and when the jealous King Saul tried to kill him. Each of these experiences broadened David's understanding of God's nature and deepened intimacy with him. It's no wonder then that he learned to trust God with all his heart, with his mind, will, and emotions. We too want to get to that place where we can say we trust God with all our heart, to live free from worry, able to rest in his wisdom and sovereignty over every detail of our lives, to give up our desire for control and give him full control, to be okay with not having all the answers for all our spiritual questions and not being able to see the future and not being able to understand why bad things happen. We want to get to that place of trusting God implicitly to provide for us, to care for our loved ones, and to keep his promises. That's the place of true inner rest. Finally, David wrote about experiencing the Lord's help. He used the present tense helps as though to indicate God's help is now, right now, in the moment, and ongoing. That truth filled his heart with joy. The word joy means to triumph, to be jubilant, to jump for joy. Picture someone who's ecstatic over something good that's just happened. He can hardly contain himself. This describes our psalmist's experience, and this is what prompted him to burst out in songs of thanksgiving. My 4-year-old granddaughter had a song in her heart that could not be contained. So did David. His was a song of thanksgiving to the Lord for his goodness, for revealing himself to David as his strength, his shield, and his helper. How's your heart today? Is it heavy and troubled? If so, you are not alone. Be encouraged today, my friend, knowing that God hears your prayers. Ask him to be your strength. Ask him to be your shield and to defend you from the enemy's repeated blows. Ask him to help you learn to trust him with your whole heart. And then do one more thing, okay? Thank God in advance for what he will do in answer to your prayers. This makes a huge difference and lightens our heavy, troubled hearts. May I pray for you? Father, thank you for hearing our prayers just as you heard David's cries more than 2,000 years ago. Thank you that you have not changed. You are still our source of strength. You are still our shield to defend us from the enemy's attacks. You still help us, and for that we are grateful. Replace our heaviness with joy, that's possible because of who you are. We trust you with all our heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Dedicating time each day to spend feeding our minds and our hearts the truth of God's Word is immensely helpful in our growth as followers of Christ. I'm John Stonge, and each day I host a show called Daily Devotions with Pastor John. On the show, I spend just a few minutes taking an applicational look at one or two verses of Scripture before coming to the Lord in prayer. If you'd like to make a habit of spending more time meditating on the truth of God's Word, you can listen to Daily Devotions with Pastor John at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.